Sales managers, business leaders, entrepreneurs, independent professionals. If you want to get rich, the first thing you got to do, you got to fire yourself. Want to know what I'm talking about? Got to join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. Today we're talking about getting rich. And the first step in that journey is to fire yourself. I'm going to give you five things you need to stop doing immediately. And when I say fire yourself, these are the five tasks you've got to fire yourself from in your business. Number one, get away from the day-to-day operation of your business. Let's say you run a convenience store and it's open 24 hours a day. You're not going to work a shift in your convenience store. You're not going to work from 8 to 4. You're not going to work from 4 to 12. You're not going to work from 12 to 8. You're just not going to do it. You're going to hire people. You're not going to stock the shelves of your convenience store. In fact, your job, if you're a convenience store owner, is to own that convenience store and look for better locations, other locations, so you can open up multiple convenience stores. Why are you involved in the day-to-day operations of your business? If you're watching me now and you're a lawyer, you're a CPA, why are you handling cases as a lawyer? Why are you as a CPA doing audits, doing tax returns? You gotta get out of that. Get out of the day-to-day operations of your business. If you're a sales manager, sure, you can occasionally go on sales calls, but I don't want you out in the field selling every day. Your job is to help other people be successful, and that is point number two. You've got to fire yourself from the day-to-day so you can get into helping your clients win. If you're a lawyer, you're a CPA, or you're a business leader, or you're a sales manager, go to your top five clients and find out what their biggest problems are, and then work on solving those problems for those clients. Yeah, I know. You sell your clients widgets and you don't get paid if you're out there helping them get financing to open a new location. But what you're doing if you help them get financing to open a new location is you're deepening your relationship with that client. The more you're focusing on client problems, the deeper your relationship gets. And when your relationship is deep, they don't hesitate to take your advice on products or services they can use. You see where I'm going with this? Every time you help your clients win, you deepen that relationship. And when you deepen the relationship, you can sell them more stuff. Your focus as a business leader, your focus as a sales manager is to grow revenue. Helping your clients win every day is a way you can grow revenue. Firing yourself from your job of selling and moving into a role where you're helping your clients win, even if you're helping them win on problems that your company doesn't solve, that's deepening relationships. That's a good thing. The third thing you need to do after you fire yourself from your current job, help your evangelists win. Who are your evangelists? They're people who are out there recommending you to others. I want you to pick five companies you want to get into and then find five of your friends or five people you're doing business with who know someone in those companies. And then I want you to help those friends win because they're the evangelists that are going to introduce you to the CEOs of those companies. You're helping your clients win, you're helping your evangelists win, and they in return will help you win. So fire yourself from the day-to-day grind and go out and help those two groups of people win. Now there's a third group of people that you have to help win, and that's point number four. You've got to help your employees win. How do you do that? You help your employees win by removing the clutter. You take away all the crap that they are not to be focused on. So if you're a sales manager, get rid of all the reports, as many reports as you possibly can get rid of, get rid of them. Get rid of the meetings. I don't want the salespeople going to meetings all the time. Get rid of all the miscellaneous BS that bogs the salespeople down. Clear away the clutter. Then give them fantastic training. Give them training that allows them to lead with their strengths. If they're leading with their strengths, they're succeeding. Leading is succeeding if they're leading with their strengths. So if they're great at presentations, help them get more presentations. If they're great at written correspondence, help them do more written correspondence. If they're great at making one-on-one sales calls, help them get more appointments so they can go on one-on-one sales calls. When you help your employees win, the company wins. Now, point number five. Your job is to grow revenue, it's to set the strategy, and it's to forge strategic alliances. Growing revenue, I talked about optimizing your sales team. Your goal is to help the sales team win, help the clients win, help the evangelists win, right? Strategy, focus on the holes in the market. Focus on the places in the market where you can act fast and gain a first mover advantage. And if you can't gain a first mover advantage, figure out how you can do things better than your competition. Once you figure that out, go out to everyone in the market telling them how you're better. The third thing I want you to do, strategic alliances. Who else in a non-competitive industry targets your ideal client? Go to those people. Create relationships so you can present together to those people. Create opportunities for you to introduce your strategic alliance partners to your clients so they can introduce their clients to you. That's what your job really needs to be. If you want to get rich, you've got to fire yourself from the traditional crap that has been bogging you down, and you got to focus on these five areas. If you want to grow more as a business leader, you want to lead a sales team, you want to lead a big enterprise, you need to watch the next video below. The video right below me is all about motivation. If you want to get your team fired up, you want to get them to run through a brick wall for you, watch the next video that's filling in right below me. You're going to love it. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to take control of your team. I'll see you in that video.